We know that only a nesua who marries a kohen, i.e. after chuppah, is allowed to eat truma, but an arusa is not allowed to. Although in a Torah, an arusa should be able to eat truma, the Rabbanan asserted it because they were afraid that in the excitement of the moment, she would give some truma to her brothers and sisters, who can't eat truma because of Yisraelim. According to Ben Bagbag, an arusa can't eat truma because of a chashash of simpain. The husband might find a mum in her, which would cause the kedushin to have been a mekach tais, and she would have been usher to eat truma lemafreya. Daf Yud Aleph. Beis Shammai holds for kedushin, you need a dinner, since a woman finds it embarrassing to take less than that. But according to Beis Hillel, even a shava pruta is enough. Beis Shammai holds that the minimum amount of money required for kedushin is a dinar. Reb Zeira, however, says that, in fact, Beis Shammai actually agrees with Beis Hillel that any time the woman indicates her willingness to become mekudeshes for only a pruta, such as an ordinary case of kedushin, where she herself accepts kedushin money, a pruta suffices to affect the kedushin. He says that Beis Shammai was only referring to a case such as, for example, a kedushin that took place in the dark of the night, where the woman cannot see how much money the man is giving her. In such a case, Beis Shammai requires a dinar because he assumes that ordinarily a woman would not agree to kedushin for less than a dinar. Sefer Aladaf brings down the Ra'am and the Marimintz, who both rule that a divorce cannot be executed at night. The Ra'am bases this on a Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Dalet, that says that a chalitza cannot be done at night, and the Ra'am likens a get to chalitza in this regard. The Rama in Eben Ezer, Simin Kufchof Gimel, Sifhei, Shulchan Aruch, cites this opinion and rules accordingly that the chatchila, preferably, one should not execute a divorce at night. Moreover, the Ra'am questions whether a kedushin may be performed at night. He suggests that since the Gemara is makish havaya liyetziya, compares the halachas of gittin to kedushin, therefore perhaps a kedushin must only be performed only by day, just as in his opinion, a get must be executed only by day. Rabbi Akiva Eger accordingly says that it's preferable to perform kedushin only during the daytime wherever possible. Furthermore, the Knesset HaGdola writes that in deference to this opinion, he discontinued the practice of nighttime marriages in his town. The Sefer Get Pashut, however, is vexed with the Ram's suggestion that kedushin may not be performed at night. He says that these Gemaras are clear proof to the validity and permissibility of a kedushin done at night. The Gemara says when it comes to mamonis, in order to be mechuyev a shvua for meida b'miktas, the denial must be at least shtei kasef. Others hold just one pruta is enough to be mechuyev a shvua. The 5 slam of pinyan haben, the money paid for damages and the money paid for being mitzi shemra, must be paid with shekel hakodesh, i.e. kasef tzuri, or 25 shkalim is equal to 1 mana tzuri. Daf Yud Beis. Rava says the reason Beis Shammai requires that kedushin must be at least a dinar and a pruta is not enough, is because shalai yiyeh b'nais Yisrael kehefker. Beis Hillel holds, the amount needed for kedushin is a shava pruta. Rabbi Yosef says, that this is equivalent to whatever the value of the smallest coin in that generation is in the particular place we're talking about. In other words, it varies depending on the time and the place. Abaya says, it's a specific fixed amount for all generations. Echad mishmeina b'isr ha'italki, which is how the Mishnah refers to it. There are 192 prutas in a dinar of kesef. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush bring a Kabbalah that says that Bizman Hazeh, the shear of a Shava Pruta, is equal to the value of Mishkal Chatzi Sa'ira Kesef Tzaref, pure silver that weighs the same as a half a grain of barley. And the shear of Shava Pruta is the value of what that silver is worth. So a Shava Pruta will vary depending on the current price of silver. Therefore, a Dinar Kesef is equal to 192 times a half of a Sa'ira, and the shear of Chamesh Slayim needed for Pinyan HaBen is equal to 1,920 times a half a grain of barley of silver. In the Sefer Midais U'Mishkalais Shel Torah, the author brings many achrayim to contemporize this shear. A Kedei Sa'ira is approximately 30 grams of silver to 50 milligrams, and the shear for Pinyan HaBen would be 60 to 100 grams of pure silver. Shmuel says, if a man was Mekadesh a woman with one date, meaning a tamar date, not a date, even if an entire kur was worth less than a shava pruta, so kol shekain, one date was worth less than a shava pruta, were chayshish for kedushin, since in Madai, where dates are hard to find, one date may be worth more than a shava pruta. Chayshinen shem a shava pruta b'madai. The Gemara says anything that has to do with erva, if you want to officially establish facts, you need 2 edim, since we say that ein davar sheba erva pachas mishnayim. If a man gave a woman a twig, which is worth less than a shava pruta, and he gave it to her in the marketplace, Rav used to give malchus, since he held kedushin in a marketplace is zilzul kedushin. but he also required a get, since he was chayshish for the halacha of Shmuel, that the twig, even though it seems to be worth less than a shava pruta, it may be worth more than a shava pruta in some place in the world. Chayshinen shem a shava pruta b'madai. He also used to give malchus to anyone who did kedushin with bia, because this was considered like pritzus. Also, he gave malchus to someone who would be mekadesh without a shidduch, as he referred to it. Shidduch means first one should have an engagement period, then get married. But if one got married without an engagement period, in other words, they met each other, and immediately they just went and got married, this is considered like pritzus. He also gave malchus if a man sent a shliach to give a get, changed his mind, and then didn't take the get back, because this could cause problems. He also gave malchus if a person had a cherem on him, and didn't rectify the issue within 30 days. And finally, malchus was given if a husband and wife lived by her parents, because they were afraid of an illicit relationship. In the Hardah, they said that all of these halachas didn't apply, but Rav only gave malchus if one both married a woman in a shuk and did it without a shidduch. If a man gives a woman a shtar kedushin, even if she doesn't say that she accepts it, we say shtika kahayda, and the kedushin is chal. However, if he gives her a pikadon, then he says to her, harayat mekudeshesli, she isn't mekudeshes if she's quiet. Shtika l'achar matan mais lav klum. She was quiet later on. First she got the thing, then she was quiet. Shtika l'achar mais lav klum. Daf Yud Gimel. When Rav Asi was nifter, they reviewed all of his halachas so they wouldn't be forgotten. Rabbi Yaakov said, the same way a woman can't be acquired for kedushin for less than a shava pruta, so too karka can't be acquired for less than a shava pruta. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, anyone who doesn't know the halachas of gittin and kedushin well shouldn't be Isaac in paskening, in hayra, in paskening these kinds of shilas. In Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Memtes, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber brings down this halacha. But the Achrayim point out that if someone isn't a Bucky in Kedushin, he can still be a Masader Kedushin, since Sidre Kedushin is not really Hayra, as long as he knows the procedure. However, to be a Masader Get, one must be a Bucky, since inevitably there's a lot of Hayra involved in it. Rav Asi says, anyone who isn't a Bucky in Gittin and Kedushin who deals with it will bring problems to the world greater than those experienced by the Dor HaMabel, since the Mabel only had Eishes Ish, but the Lachas of Mamzeris didn't exist yet. Today, a bad get can lead not only to Isurei Eishes Ish, but can also lead to Mamzeris. From the Pasuk in Hosea, we learn that swearing falsely, murdering, stealing, and adultery brings blood to the world, and the world mourns. This is Hosea, Perek Dalet. Shmuel holds that the halacha of Shibud is not a halacha min haTorah. Shibud means a lien on property, which is held as a mortgage. This is only if it's done bal peh, but if it's done in writing, he would agree that it's midaraisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's midaraisa even if it was done just as a milva al peh. And if he dies, the malva can be goiva from the property that the yarshim inherited. The halacha is that milva al peh is goiva from yarshim, but not from lekuchais, not from people who bought it. Since there's no kol when there was no shtar, so an unsuspecting buyer won't know there was a shibud on it and end up buying it when if he would have known there was a shibud, he wouldn't have bought it at all. And finally, if a man dies without children, his wife cannot marry anyone else until she does yibum or chalitza to the brother of her deceased husband. Daf Yud Dalet. A yavama is only acquired through bia. We learn this from the pasuk of yavama yavoi aleha. A yavama cannot be acquired via kesef or shtar. However, if the yavam does chalitza, she then becomes muteres l'kol Yisrael. When chalitza is done, the dayanim who do it must only be dayanei Yisrael, but cannot be gerim. When the chalitza is done, everyone screams out, chalutz hanal, and it must be done exactly as the Torah says, since the pasuk says, kacha ye'aseh le'ish. We should point out that she can also become free if the yavam dies. About chalitza, they must use a shoe which fits properly on the yavam, but it doesn't have to be his shoe, it can belong to someone else. The Mishnah. As background, a Jew can become an Eved Ivri in one of two ways. Number one, as we learn in Parshas Mishpatim, he stole something and doesn't have the money to pay it back, so he can be sold as an Eved Ivri to pay for the Geneva. This is referred to as Machruhu Bezdin. The second way we see from Parshas Bahar, if a man becomes very poor and sells himself as a slave, this is called Machar Atzmai. An Amma Ivriya, a woman, can only become a slave if her father sold her before age 12. And the Mishnah says, an Eved Ivri can be niknes either via kesef or shtar, and he can acquire himself back after shanim, i.e. he worked for 6 years, by yovel, or girayin kesef. He redeems himself by paying back the difference between the full 6 year price minus the years he already worked. An Amma Ivriya can buy herself back via these factors, or by bringing shnei simanim, i.e. once she becomes a nara, she can go free. A nirza, someone who became an eved for a lifetime, an eved ivri who wants to stay after 6 years, is nikna vayaritzia, boring a hole in his ear on a door, and he becomes free when yovel comes, or if the baal dies. In this case, yarshim are not yarish, versus a case of a 6 year eved ivri, where yarshim do inherit the eved ivri. And the Gemara says, there are three parshias in the Torah regarding eved ivri. Number one in Bahar, ki yamuch achicha, where he sells himself due to poverty, and from this we learn that an eved ivri leaves, in this case, in yovel. The other two parshias are mishpatim and re'eh. There are four halachas we learn. Both of these parshas are discussing the inyan of machruhu bezdin. The four halachas are the fact that he works for 6 years. Number two, the halacha of shivcha knanis. Number three, the halacha of ritzia, that they bore a hole in his ear if he wants to stay longer term. And number four, hanaka, that he can buy himself back. From the word of yavodcha, we learn that in certain cases, if the owner dies, the yarshim do not yarshin the right to use this eved as a slave. Daf Tesvav. Bliezer says, we learn that ritzia is done on the right ear of the eved, from a gzeira shava of oizen oizen from mitzaira. Rabbi Nassim learns that if Reuven owns Shimon's money, and Shimon owes Levi money, Levi can come and collect money directly from Reuven. From the pasuk of Vishavtem ish elachuzasai, we learn that in yovel all things go back to where they belong, whether it be a field or an eved nirtza. When a Jew becomes a slave to a guy, he can be redeemed one of three ways, geulas atzmai, geulas krivim, or geulas acherim. It's a machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisya Glili, if by geulas krivim, he goes out 100% free, or he becomes meshubed to go to work for the Jewish relative who redeemed him until yovel. It depends if they darshan the psukim like mikra nidrish lafanav, or mikra nidrish laachrav. According to the Chachamim, in all cases, the Eved Ivri goes 100% free. Daf Tazayin. We learn that an Eved Ivri can be niknis via ashtar from the pasuk in Shmais of Imacheres Yikachle. We have a hekesh with acheres, that he is niknis with shtar. When a ger dies without children, his nechasim become hefker, so the only way to make a kinyan on them is via chazaka. We learn that an Eved Ivri becomes free after 6 years, because the pasuk in Shmais Chaf Aleph says, Sheishanim Tavet Uvashviz. If an owner wants to let an eved go free, he must write a shtar shichrur, and he just can't say go free, i.e. he can't just be meichel, because we say rav shem machal al girayne, ein girayne machal. A boy who is 9 years old, who brings shnei simanim, two hairs which would point to maturity, this isn't called maturity. Rabbi Yehuda says it may be good simanim. All agree though that a boy from age 13 and a girl from age 12, if they bring simanim, they're considered gedalim. So simanim are called a davar sheyesh la kitzva, since they have a fixed beginning time. From the pasuk of Vihisnachaltem, by Yikra Chafei, we remember that if a man dies, the rights he had in his daughter's Maisei Yadayim do not get passed via Yerusha to his sons. Daf Yudzayim. Hanaka, the refund to the Eved, can only be given if the owner actually sends him out, or he went out legally, i.e. the owner died. But if he ran away, he cannot get the money. Taisvi says once an Eved works for 3 years, he technically has completed the term of Shnas Socher. The Gemara then discusses whether an Eved Ivri, who takes an extended sick leave, can nevertheless go free at the end of a 6-year term, or he has to remain as an Eved to make up for the lost time. The Gemara, in conclusion, says that the maximum paid sick leave that an Eved can take is 3 years. But if he is sick for more than 3 years, he's liable to make up for his missing work. The Tshuvas Maimon in Hilchas Avadim, is of the opinion that the sick leave guidelines laid down by our Gemara with regard to an Eved are to be equally applied to ordinary employees as well. Hence, he rules that if, for example, a teacher was hired for a year and was out sick for half the term or less, he's committed to make up the time. Taisa says that our Gemara's sick leave allowance only applies to an Eved, but an ordinary employee is never entitled to paid sick leave, as we see in the Gemara in Bab Metzia, Daf Ayin Zayin. He explains that a master is required to sustain the loss resulting from his eved's illness because the eved is gufay kanoi, belongs in his entirety to his master, and therefore the eved's illness is his master's quandary, and the master must suffer the loss. However, an ordinary employee who is only hired for a specific job does not belong to his employer, and therefore is responsible for his own illness, and his employer doesn't have to pay him for unworked time. Rameir says, when the Eved goes free, you're supposed to give a shear hanaka of at least 15 slam. Rabbi Yehuda says the shear is 30 slam. We learn this from Eved. Rabbi Shimon says 50 slam. A sela, by the way, is equal to a shekel. This halacha, 50 slam, that Rabbi Shimon says, is learned from Erechin. Rabbi Yehuda says only 30, not 50, since if you have a choice of gzera shavas, learn the lower one. Since tafasta meruba lay tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. From Tzayin Gairin V'Yakev, in Parshas Re'eh, which is a klal uprat uklal, we learn that hanaka must be given from something that has bracha, i.e. living things. Rabbi Shimon says, this excludes money, which isn't alive. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, money can be used, since a good investment also has the ability to reproduce and grow via dividends, appreciation, etc. The exclusion in this pasuk is for kalim. If an Eved Ivri whose owner dies, and he leaves a son, the Eved Ivri works for him. But if he left a daughter, he doesn't work for her. There are numerous differences between an Eved Ivri and an Oma Ivriya. For example, an Eved goes out after 6 years and with Mises Habal, Masha'en came by Oma Ivriya, and an Oma goes out with Simanim, and that Bezin compels her family to redeem her from slavery, Masha'en came in Eved. The Gemara explains that an Eved Ivri's family is not compelled to redeem him because there's no assurance that the Eved won't just resell himself again and again at their expense. Therefore, since the family's efforts at redeeming the slave may prove futile, we do not compel his family to redeem him. However, the Gemara explains that regard to an Amma, there is no concern that after being redeemed, she will be resold again into slavery. Because this brisa holds like Reb Shimon, who maintains that a father does not have the jurisdiction to resell his daughter a second time. A master of an Amma Ivriya, if he wants, can do yid, i.e. can take her as a wife by simply saying, Hareat Mikudeshes Li, or Hareat Mu'yedas Li. It's a question if this yud creates Erisin or Nesuin. The obvious nafkaminas would be by Yerusha, if he can be made for her Nadarim, or if he's a Kayan, if he can be Metamah for her. Of course, if the Nesuin, if it's considered like Nesuin, they're much further along, so for example, a Kayan would be able to be Metamah for her, but Shenken, if it's considered like Erisin, he would not be able to be Metamah for her. Daf Yud Tes. The Gemara asks, can an Eved be miyayed his son to an Oma Ivriya if he is a cotton? Our answer is no. Since Amar Abyanai, Yud can only be done with a gadol, and Yud can only be done midas, with both people's knowledge and consent, but of course cannot be done with a katan. Rava says a man can say to his daughter who is a katana, you can go out and accept kedushin on your own from whoever you want, since if he can do it for her, he can give her rishus to do it for herself. We're asked, how do we make mitzvahs Yud? Our answer is, he says to her in front of two witnesses, Harayat Mikudeshesli, even if he does it at the end of the 6 years of servitude, just before Shkia, it's good. And she goes from being an Oma Ivriya to being his wife. But according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, there must be enough time left in the day for her to work for him a shir of a shava pruta. This is a mashal of a man says to a woman, marry me after 30 days to be chal me'achshav, and in between another man is Mekadesher, a different man is Mekadesher. She still becomes married to the first man. If a person sold his daughter to another man as an Oma Ivriya, on the condition that that man wouldn't be miyayed to her, the kedushin is good. According to the Chachamim, the new man can still do yid if he wants to anyway, since man number one was masne al masha kasuv batayra. The Torah gave man number two the right to do yid, so if number one made this tanai that he can't do yid, the tanai is batal, since kol misha masne al masha kasuv batayra, tanai batal. I, what if a man says, harat mikudeshes li al manas, that I don't have to give you she'era ksus v'yayna, I don't have to give you food, clothing, and marital relations, then it is good. I, but he was masna al-masha kasu batayra. But I answer, since according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least the first two, she'era and ksus, she can be meichalan. That would not be called masna al-masha kasu batayra. Masha enken, a woman cannot be meichal on the ayna part. Tafcha. It's a machlekes between Rabbi Yezer and the Chachamim. If a father can sell his daughter as an Oma Ivriya to kravim to relatives who cannot have tefisas kedushin, since you're not allowed to marry a relative, i.e. he's being mevatel the mitzvah of yid, because now that he sells her to kravim, mitzvah yid is impossible, because they can't possibly marry her. The Chachamim say he cannot sell her. Rabbi Eliezer says he can. From the pasuk of Begapai Yavai Begapai Yetzei, we learn that an Eved comes in by himself to slavery with no wife. If he comes in that way, then he goes out by himself without a wife. If a man sold himself for 100 zuz to a guy, and his value went up to 200 zuz at the time of his redemption, so from Kesef Miknasai, we learn that the buyer pays for him based on the original value, on the 100 zuz. And then he pays only in proportion of what's left in his servant term of 6 years. For example, If he worked for 5 years, he would be sold for 1/6 of the 100 zuzim. A mana, by the way, is equal to 100 zuzim. This would end up being 17 zuzim, which is 1/6 of the 100. One day Abaya said, "I'm like Ben Azai in the marketplace of Tveria." What he meant was is that he's ready and willing to answer any and all questions that any Talmidim had on that day. So they asked him this question of high value versus low value Eved, that his value went up over a period of time that we had before. He paskin lohakel, that we used the lower original value that he was worth when he became the Eved. When one owns an Eved, he must treat the Eved as well as he treats himself, i.e. he must give him the same food and drink. So this is sort of like what they said, call ha-kaina Eved Ivri, ke-kaina adain la'atzmai. Any person who was kaina and Eved Ivri, it's like he got a master for himself. It's a little bit of an exaggeration, but what it means is he's like an equal to him. So he has to give him food and drink and so on, as if the same type of stuff that he was eating. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina said, "Come and see even how strict the lightest avera of shvius is." This is called the afka shel shvius, dust of shvius, even the smallest part of shvius. If a person does business with per shvius, he'll become poor. We learn this because the parsha of Shemitah and Yovel is put next to the parsha of Metaltalin. I.e., since he's going to become poor for having mevatel, the mitzvah of Shemitah, he'll have to then sell Metaltalin. Rav Huna said, once a person does an avera once and repeats the avera again, it becomes mutter to him. In other words, what this means is it'll become nasis loy keheter. He'll feel like it's already mutter, and therefore it'll be difficult for him to do tshuva, because to him it's not even avin nisser anymore once he starts to do it many times. A ger tzedek is a full ger. A ger toshav is a guy who isn't oved avodah zarah, but keeps the sheva mitzvahs of b'nei noach. The Gemara says if someone sells a stei achuza, one which he inherited from his forefathers, which we learn from the pasuk in Vayikra, Perakof Hei, his relative can come and redeem it, or he can even redeem it himself automatically if he gets rich. This is called geula. He wants to redeem it. The person who had bought it from him is mechuyev to sell it back to him. But this halacha of return only applies if he has enough money to redeem the entire field, not half the field, since we know, ein nigal lechatzayim. If someone sells a house in a walled city, batei arechema, can he redeem half of the house if he has half the money? Or he can only redeem the full house because of the pasuk of stei achuza, which tells us, as we mentioned before, that ein nigal lechatzayim. When it finally comes to a conclusion that he can only buy the whole one, not half. Taf chaf alef. If a person doesn't have a gael, someone to redeem him, i.e. a relative, it becomes a chiyav for his closest relative to be the gael. This is called geulas krivim. This is the shita of Rebbe Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says this isn't a chiyav for the closest relative, but rather it's a rishus. Why does the pasuk say yigalena 3 times? Our answer is that all geulas must be done in the same way. The closest relative has the chiyav to be the first one to do the mitzvah. But stei achuza, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is only a rishus. That's how we paskin. Eved ivri animkur la'akov, that's a chayf. And so on and so forth. If an Eved Ivri wants to stay more than 6 years, we pierce his ear by the door. This is called nirtza. And he stays on as an Eved, as the pasuk says, li'olam. What this means is he stays on as an Eved until yovel. Rabbi Yehuda says, the mitzvah of marzea can be done with any piercing instrument that can be taken in the hand, even if it's a sharp piece of wood. Rebbe says it can be taken with any instrument, but it must be an instrument which is made out of metal. Yudan Biribi, who was the Gadol Hador, used to darshan that the ritzia is made in the earlobe. The Chachamim say, we make the ritzia in the higher part of the ear, where there is cartilage. There are 2 similar rules that we have. Klal uprat, klal uprat uklal, and then riboy miut, riboy umiut, or riboy umiut riboy. Klal uprat excludes everything except a specific item in the prat. Riboy umiut is mamayit something which isn't similar to the general explanation. So here Rebbe learns a klal uprat uklal, that it's metal only. Rabbi Yossi learns that he learns a riboy umiyot riboy, that even non-metal is good. By a klal uprat uklal, we include only things that are similar to the prat, i.e. metal here. By a riboy miut umiyot riboy, we include all things for the marzea, except a sam, medicine, which could be potentially used to bore a hole, but it has to at least be an instrument that bores a hole. But sam is what the exclusion is. If an Eved Ivri Kayan wants to become a nirtza, we're afraid to do ritzia, since then he'll become a balmum. So we don't do ritzia on a Kayan Eved Ivri, although he can work for the basic 6 years, but he can't continue to work beyond that because then he would become a balmum. I can this Eved Ivri Kayan marry a Shifcha Knanis? Rab says he can. Shmuel says he cannot, since a Kayan has special mitzvahs, and it wouldn't be right for an owner to marry him off to a Shifcha Knanis. And we paskin like Rav. The Torah in Parshas Kisaitse teaches us the halacha of Yefas Toyer, that if someone sees a captive who is beautiful, one can take her to his home. After 30 days, she can become a geyeris, and then he can marry her. The question is a kayin allowed to take a yefas tayer? The Gemara answers, for the Biri Shaina, everyone agrees that a kayin can. since we must placate his Yetzer Hara, i.e. he might be bail her anyways if the Torah wouldn't be matter him to do this, le'dibur Torah ela keneged Yetzer Hara. But to live with her for the rest of his life, Rav says this is mutter also. Why? Since once she's mutter for Bi'ur Rishayna, then she stays mutter. But Shmuel says it's aser, since she's a Geyeris, and a Geyeris is not allowed to marry a Kayan. So for the Bi'ur Rishayna, it's okay, since we have to placate the Yetzer Hara. But for Bias and for living further on, later on, beyond that, that's aser. Daf Chaf Beis. In order for the mitzvah of Ritzia to apply, he must specifically, the Eved must specifically say, Ahavti es adayni v'es ishti, two different times. What if he loves his master, but his master doesn't love him, or vice versa? Then there is no mitzvah of Ritzia, since it must be a two-way street. From Kitayv Lach Imach, we learn that the Eved must get the same quality food, drink, and sleeping quarters as you, the owner. In addition, the owner must provide food for the Eved's children, and for the Eved's wife, just like he must provide food for the Eved himself. And finally, we pierce the ear of this Eved Nirtza next to the door. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Dorish the Inyan of Eved Nirtza as a story with a lesson to be learned. He asked, of all parts of the body, why was the ear chosen as where we bore a hole for the Eved Nirtza? He answered, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that ear that heard at Har Sinai ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, b'nei Yisrael are avadim to me, not meant to be avadim la avadim. And this Eved went after 6 years with an opportunity to go free and requested to remain an Eved. That's why we pierce his ear, because he was the one that heard in Har Sinai that he wasn't supposed to do this. And Reb Shimon ben Revi used to ask, why are the door and the doorpost chosen as the place to do the boring of the hole? Why not somewhere else? He answers, since Hashem said, the Delos and the Mezuzah were the witnesses in Mitzrayim, when I took out Klal Yisrael me Avdus Lecheris, and said, Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. And this Eved went, and was Kaino Adon Liatzmai. His ear should be pierced in your presence. The next tape, we will, Be'ezrus Hashem, begin from the Mishnah, but at this point, we will conclude our shir.